This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and this is Samantha.
Hello, I'm here.
She's the operating system at the center of the new movie Her by writer-director Spike Jonze. It's about a lonely man, played by Joaquin Phoenix, who falls in love with his computer. You may recognize the voice. It's Scarlett Johansson. As with Jonze's earlier films, being John Malkovich in adaptation, Her is odd and ambitious. Despite the futuristic high concept, Spike Jonze insists his movie is really just an old-fashioned love story.
So what was it like being married?
Well, that's hard for sure. But there's something that feels so good about sharing your life with somebody.
In the film, these two lovers never meet face to face. Samantha has no face, not even an avatar. So I asked Spike Jonze, what was that like for the actors?
Originally on set, we'd cast Samantha Morton as the character. And so she was with us on set every day. And she was in his ear and he was in her ear and she was in another room and they were just talking. And so a lot of what he did was listen to her. And then in post-production, we realized that what Samantha and I had done together wasn't what the character needed or what the movie needed. And so at that point, we recast. And that although Samantha's not in the movie, her voice isn't anymore. Samantha Morton, her DNA is still really in the film because she's so much a part of Joaquin's performance. But in post, when Scarlett came on, we basically recreated that same intimacy that we had on set with Scarlett in the sound studio.
So after most of the filming was done, Scarlett Johansson was doing a kind of voiceover work.
I think that's what she thought it was going to be. I think she thought it was going to be, oh, okay, yeah, I'd love to do this. It would be fun to come do a voiceover. And I think as we started talking about it, one of the things I explained to her was that this character is new to the world and hasn't yet learned her fears and insecurities. And I think that's when Scarlett was like, oh, okay, this is going to be hard. And that it is a two-hander in, you know, that kind of movie where you have to be moved and affected and fall in love with both characters for it to work as a love story.
I came away from the film understanding that it was a love story in a very visceral way. And at the same time, it does seem like it says something about kind of how we relate to technology. And it seemed like you were kind of walking a line there about human relationships. It's not quite an indictment of technology, but is there anything there that you're seeing in how we relate to machines that's changing?
Well, I think there's not a simple answer to it. And the movie tries to, you know, the movie is my attempt at asking those questions. And I think the other thing about it is that the movie is certainly, you know, it touches on all of the themes that you're talking about in terms of the way we live in our modern life right now. But also, it's writing about something that I think has maybe always been here, which is our yearning to connect, our need for intimacy, and the things inside us that prevent us from connecting. And that sort of tension has always been there. And so I think, you know, where we're at right now has a particular set of challenges, but what I'm talking about has probably existed as long as we've existed.
Because there's definitely, even though the film visually is very kind of warm and inviting at times, everyone seems lonely. Mm-hmm. And it feels very melancholy, even though everyone's surrounded by people.
Yeah. I think the other thing that's been really exciting about it is that as I've talked to people, the variety of reactions of what the movie's about is wide. You know, like some people find it incredibly romantic, some people find it incredibly sad or melancholy, or some people find it creepy, some people find it hopeful. And I think it's like, that makes me really happy to hear, you know, because to me it's everything. It's all these different things I'm thinking about, and there's a lot of them are contradictory. And so I like hearing what it is to you.
But you won't tell me. No, it seems close. It seems close.
It seems close? What do you mean?
Well, I did the same. I've seen it twice, and I wanted to see it with other people because the first time I was so in my own headspace of like, what is this about and what's happening? And I'm not sure what's happening. And the next time I wanted to see it just to enjoy it with other people.
Oh, and when you saw it, did the group you were with have contradicting reactions to it?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, at one point, my husband was like, all the machines are going to get together and it's going to be like Skynet and Terminator. Like his mind went right off in another direction. And some people were very focused on the sort of eeriness of it, of mm-hmm. like it felt a little depressing, like, oh, God, this is our future. We're going to actually just fall in love with our operating systems. Like, it's one thing to stand outside for the Apple store. It's another thing to actually fall in love.
And so, and for you, was it emotional at all?
Yeah.
In what way?
Wait, now you're interviewing me.
I know, because you're talking about it all intellectually, and
that's my job.
I know.
All right, so okay, no.
You don't want to get emotional.
I don't want to get emotional.
Why? But it seems like, it seems interesting, because this movie is, to me, so emotional. And so to talk, I think part of the reason is, like, when you're asking these questions that are more intellectual, I'm like, yeah, but that's only half the story. And I think you're editing half of your reaction out.
I am, because my other questions, well, let me put it to you this way. I actually did feel like the movie is incredibly emotional and about so well done kind of love story that all the questions I want to ask you are about you being in love. Do you want to answer those instead? We can certainly go in that direction. You know, like when are is because you wrote the film, those elements of the kind of a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
Have you done that? You know, did you feel some of your personal story kind of in this?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are all questions that, like, that's what I've been thinking about. So I think I tried to write about what I was thinking about, and one of, you know, writing about, you know, the questions we were talking about in terms of the way we live with technology right now, but more so writing about, you know, trying to understand relationships and myself in relationships and trying to make sense of it all.
I can't believe it's already been 50 years since you married me. And still to this day, every day, you make me feel like the girl I was when you first turned on the lights and woke me up and we started this adventure together.
The main character, Theodore Twomley, works at, I think it's beautifulhandwrittenletters.com.
Yeah.
And he recites these really gorgeous, beautiful letters.
Oh, he doesn't recite them.
He writes them. He writes the letters.
He dictates them.
And it's a service. Like, in the future, you're saying even our heartfelt sentiments, we will outsource.
Right.
It was something kind of sad about that.
I feel like we need to hug this out.
We do. Are you actually saying this is cheerful? Should I be excited about it?
No, I'm not saying anything. Okay. I'm feeling like that I need to hug you. That's all.
Okay. Well, that hasn't happened.
Okay, I'll do it. Hold on a second.
Here we go. Best way someone's ever gotten out of an interview with me. Writer and director Spike Jonze, his new movie is called Her. Thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
Thank you for having me. This was a pleasure.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.